morning.
Good morning.
As we were singing that song, What a Savior. That is something we need to be thinking about on a daily basis. What a Savior we have. In Luke chapter 22, verse 31, the Lord is talking to Peter and tells him, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Now, in our day, we don't really sift wheat that way anymore, but back then, they would take the wheat and they would toss it in the air and let the wind drive the chaff away and just leave the seed, leave that grain. They would just toss it and toss it and toss it. So when he was saying that Satan had desired to sift you as wheat, as that means he's going to do everything in his world to disrupt your life, just toss you about and try to do whatever he can to get under your skin. Brothers and sisters, we have an adversary.
Amen.
He's after us all the time.
That's right.
But we have a Savior. We have one that we can flee to. We have one that we are safe in Him. You know, in that verse, he said, Satan had desired to have you, to desire to sift you as wheat. But read verse 32. But I have prayed for thee. Like I said, we have a Savior. Not only is He strong enough, powerful enough, but brothers and sisters, He cares enough. He cares for us. So like we heard, what a Savior we have. And we are safe in Him. If you have your songbook right there in front of you, I'd like for you to turn to 527, Hide Thou Me. First verse, In Thy Cleft, O Rock of Ages, Hide Thou Me. You know, that cleft of that rock is that protective spot, the hiding spot in the rock. But it says, it doesn't just say in the cleft of a rock. It says, In Thy Cleft, O Rock of Ages. We have a rock, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and He's the Rock of Ages. The reason it says the Rock of Ages is that He's not going to fade away. He's not going to crumble into pieces like this earth one day is going to melt with fervent heat, but He will remain. So in thy cleft, O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. When the fitful tempest rages, that fitful, that's unpredictable movement, the raging of the wind. To think about it being on the sea and just the storm is just tossing you about. Isn't that how life is sometimes? Like Satan sifting us as wheat, just tossing us about. We can't find a fertile ground. We can't find anything that's easy to stand on. But we have a rock that we can cling to. Not only can we cling to, but it's our anchor for our soul. So that's what the songwriter is telling. In thy cleft, O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. When the fitful tempest rages, hide thou me. Where no mortal arm can sever. Aren't you thankful for that today? No mortal arm can sever. Not even me. I can't even do it myself. From my heart thy love forever, hide thou me, O Rock of Ages, safe in thee. From the snare of sinful pleasure. That's another thing which Satan loves to use. Is that sinful pleasure. Loves to entice us. Loves to tempt us with things. From the snare of sinful pleasure, hide thou me. Thou my soul's eternal treasure. That's where we need to be. Laying our soul treasure up in heaven.
Right.
Looking to Him.
That's right.
Author and finisher of our faith. That faith is going to help us to stay true. Our soul's eternal treasure, hide thou me. When the world, its power is wielding. and my heart is almost yielding. Have you ever been there, brethren? Have you been to a point where it feels like even your heart is ready to just faint? When the world its power is wielding, and my heart is almost yielding, hide thou me, thou rock of ages, safe in thee. In the lonely night of sorrow, you know, a lot of times when we're in the low valley of sorrows, you know, we could have a lot of people around, but we can be in our mind, we can be all alone. Just thinking we're all alone, have no one to turn to, no one that cares. But it says, in the lonely night of sorrows, hide thou me. Till glories dawn the morrow, hide thou me. In the side of Jordan's billow, some of us may be going close to time when we start to see that home awaiting, wanting and longing for that home that's coming. When we see Jordan's billows, let thy bosom be my pillow. Isn't that a comforting thought? That even when we pass from this life, no matter how we do it, brothers and sisters, we awake in His presence. We will not see death. He did that for us. He tasted death for us. So we will never have to. So in the sight of Jordan's billows, let thy bosom be my pillow. Hide thou me, O rock of ages, safe in thee. And that song has been real sweet to me this week. Safe in thee. Like we were reading in Luke, the Lord told Peter, Satan had desired to have you. But he told him, I pray for you. He's with him. As the Lord is going to be with us through trials and tribulations, he had told us and told his disciples that in this life you shall have tribulations. But like this, like in verse 32, when he told Peter, I prayed for you. He told him, but be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world. Brothers and sisters, we're safe in Him. Safe in thee. Real quick, let's turn over to 1 Peter chapter 5. We need to have our faith strengthened. We need to be trusting in Him. But brothers and sisters, we also need to be going to Him in the right manner. Do we not? We need to be coming to Him humbly at His feet. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, Peter would say, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God. Is His hand mighty? Amen, it is. There's none mightier. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. 7, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Verse 8, this is how we need to be living our lives. If we don't want to be tossed and sifted as wheat in this life, brothers and sisters, listen to verse 8, be sober. That means be clear-minded. Have your mind clear. And have it focused on Him. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now this is Peter talking, writing this. The Lord told him Satan had desired to have you. Don't you think that he knows what he's talking about when he says that he's going about looking who he may devour? You know, if we'd have stayed in Luke 22, later, Peter told the Lord, I'll go with you even unto death. And you know, I believed that, brother. I believed him. He believed it too. But the Lord turned to him and said, before the cock crows twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. How do you come back from something like that? How do you come back from denying the Lord? Because we're safe in Him. Amen. He's overcome the world. He's the one that paid the sin debt. We're safe in Him. No matter what we do. No matter how bad we mess up. You know, could you imagine Peter at that point? I just have this in my head that, you know, as soon as he got done and that crow started crowing, you know, I could just almost see that he looked and he could see the Lord looking at him. He said he just wept bitterly. Bitterly. But we're safe in Him because He came out of that tomb. Oh yes, He had to go and face all that and to the cross and was buried. But He came forth. Because He lives, we shall live also. Brothers and sisters, I submit to you today, we're safe in Him. The one that has power over death. We're safe in Him. But in verse 8, He says, be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That's pretty scary to think about. Something to devour you. It's like, the thing about it is, he can devour you day after day after day. Sometimes I wish it was just a lion that would just eat me up. And at least I'd be done with it. But no, he comes and he tries to get to you every day. That's why we need to be sober. That's why we need to be vigilant. That's why we need to have our hope and trust in Him. And know that we are safe in Him. In verse 9, whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affections are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace. Excuse me. I missed a word there, didn't I? Verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a little while, make you perfect, established, strengthen, settle you. Don't we need that settling effect? Like I said, He's that anchor that holds us. That rock that we can cling to, that's never going to crumble, never going to fall away, settle you. This life can toss us around, sift us as wheat, but we need to cling to that rock and know that we're safe in Him. Amen. So we need to remember where our strength comes from and where our refuge is. Real quick, let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. Paul's telling Timothy in verse 12, it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Again, it's there. It's coming. What manner we have to endure, what amount we have to endure, I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I can't tell you. But the Lord said, in this life you shall have tribulations. And Paul is telling Timothy, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus. That's the key right there. In Christ Jesus, to live godly, shall suffer persecution. Verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. So what is he saying? But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. We need to learn about this rock of ages, this anchor for our soul, the one that can keep us safe in Him. No matter what we're having to deal with, no matter what life throws at us, no matter how much the devil's trying to get after us, remember, we're safe in Him. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. In verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, that rock of ages. How do we learn about that? Where do we learn about that? In His Word. And he would go on, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works.
Amen.
So we need to learn who this Rock of Ages is, how we're safe in Him, and read and follow His Word. The more we're leaning on Him, the more we're putting our trust in Him, brothers and sisters, the stronger our faith will be. And more stable, more settled you'll be. You know, I love that song in here we have. It's that Prince of Peace. Isn't He bringing peace? That's what the angels proclaimed. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Well, we still have wars. We still have conflicts. We still have brother against brother. There's peace for man and God because the Savior has come. He's bringing peace upon earth. He brought peace for that. But brethren, He can also bring peace into our hearts. Settle us. Strengthen us. Establish our way. And settle us. Even though this world may be in a turmoil, in our heart, we can be at peace and settled. Just remember, we're safe in Him. If we'll go back to 1 Peter, chapter 4 this time, and verse 12, says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange things happened unto you." We have to go through some trials sometimes to try us. Well, have you ever seen how silver is purified? It's burned, melted, so it can burn off the dross. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we have to go through the fire. Sometimes we have to burn off the dross so we can come out looking better on the other side. But verse 13, Peter would say, "But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory of God resisteth you upon you." Read. "Their part He is evil spoken of, but your part He is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters." You know, sometimes we have to go through a fiery trial, but brothers and sisters, sometimes our trials are self-inflicted. Peter's trying to warn us against this. Don't suffer as that. If we suffer for Christ's sake, yea, and all that will live godly shall suffer persecution. If we suffer for Christ's sake, brothers and sisters, remember, we're safe in Him. No matter what it is, no matter what level of suffering we have to endure, we're safe in Him. He'll take care of it. Vengeance is His. He has us. We're safe. We're secure in Him. So if we have to suffer for His name's sake, so be it. How's your faith? We need to be thinking about this. How is our faith in the little things? If our faith is not very strong in the little things, and little things come in our way and we fall to pieces, and we get burned up instead of burning the dross, if we fail the little trials in life, brothers and sisters, what are we going to do in the big ones? What are we going to do when the bad things really happen? We need to be strengthening ourselves with His strength. That's where my strength comes from, because I'm safe in Him. Peter would also say in verse 16, Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Brethren, if we're suffering for Christ's sake, let us not be ashamed. Let's never be ashamed to own His name. Never be ashamed of His matchless name. It says, if any man suffer for as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. You know, I don't like the idea of having to suffer. I don't like the idea of having persecution. I don't like it. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't like it. I like comfort, you know. I'd rather avoid it. But if we're suffering for Christ's name, our labor is not in vain. He'll be with us. Why? Because we're safe in Him. We shall have tribulations. This life can toss us and turn us in all sorts of manners. But remember, in thy cleft, O rock of ages, hide thou me. I'm safe in thee. And real quick, back to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a little while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we're safe in Him. That's where our refuge is. That's where our strength comes from. So no matter what the devil in this world can throw at us, remember we have that rock of ages that we can cling to, that we can flee to, that we can hold on to. Let's learn of Him. Let's deny this world and follow Him. Thank you for your attention. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.